Backseat Producers, special episode number 15, Fancast 2. And welcome to our fan cast. If this is their first time listening, please understand that this is a special episode. Therefore, the normal editing and just normal everything kind of goes out the window with this. Quality might be questionable at points. Editing might be questionable at points, but it's a special episode. Welcome, enjoy. If this is your first time listening, hey, stick around, listen to some of our other stuff. We talk about movies a lot, and coming up next week, we start our 6-part series of movies with rock and roll as a background and as a theme. So stick around. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Well, it's good to finally hear your voice.
Yeah, it is.
We are broadcasting to the chat room. There's one.
I'm looking at you. There.
Oh, okay. Are you the guest?
No. Oh, yeah, apparently. I am. Wait a minute. I'm all screwing myself up.
You are the only other person on right now.
Who else is coming?
Becca says she'll be here in 5 to 10 minutes. Scott is not coming.
Okay, I saw William's tweet.
Yeah, William will probably be 10 minutes or so.
You know, the past couple weeks, this chat room makes me log in like 6 times.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Ustream is terrible. Nope. I don't know if Sam is coming.
Is Daryl, or is he definitely out?
No, Daryl's out.
Won't let me in. Keeps doing this. I don't know why. Nope, very temperamental. Let's see.
I think you mispronounced that word as terrible.
Yeah, that too. Well, at least I didn't start the movie yet. Timing was good, I suppose. I was just getting ready to.
I watched it, but I only half paid attention to it. I need to watch it again.
I've never seen it. I always wanted to, just never got around to it.
It's got some funny parts to it.
I think I'm going to have to shut everything down.
No movie tonight. We're just BSing tonight.
Try this again.
Next week we are going to do... damn it. I just blanked. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Since we just got done doing...
Oh, okay.
Since we just got done doing 4... I was telling AV because he's asking what the movie is tonight.
Got it.
And... we just did 4 black and white, modern black and white movies. So we thought that would be kind of a nice cap off to, because most of them were noir. And having a parody of a noir movie, I thought would be kind of a nice cap off to the end of the series.
Finally let me in. Good God. Okay. Hey, now I exist.
Yep.
I'm not in first place anymore. Damn it.
I tell you, the having just a few numbers can work for you or it can work against you.
I know. You say that every week and I hate you for it.
It's true.
True fact. It finally came true.
Pro tip. Just a tip.
Yep. Indeed. What are we drinking?
I just got done drinking a Mountain Dew and now I'm drinking a Crafting.
Ah.
It was actually leftovers of one of Julie's Mountain Dews. So I finished it off so it wouldn't go bad.
I haven't had Mountain Dew in the longest time.
Yeah, AV, that one is on Netflix. of the last four movies we did, three of them were on Netflix instant streaming. We are going to, as much as possible, try to make sure that as many movies as we can are streamable. It helps not only us, but people who want to play along at home.
I began the interview process tonight.
Oh, yeah?
It was an agency, but still. It was actually an interview for the agency, the employment agency. They Sweet. Have this department where you work for the agency, and they send you out on 3, 4, 5, 6 month contract jobs.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool. you're a permanent employee, but of the agency.
I see.
It's very interesting. I'm seriously considering it. It would be a slight cut in pay, but I think I can finagle it and, you know, not have to settle on ramen noodles and peanut butter sandwiches.
Gotcha.
I have some time to think about it.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
So, Tony, for this recording, do you need me to running a Audacity or anything to send you that audio so you can mix it all up? Or how do you do that?
I'm a magician.
You're a magician? Okay, so you're not only the pimp, but you're the magician as well?
Yeah, I do things with Skype that Adam says can't be done. Except that I do it every week. So maybe he's just a dick face.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, plausible deniability.
Morality clause.
Hi, William.
Hey, Lena.
So we're gonna hang out a few more minutes and see if anybody else is going to join us. I think Sam is probably now involved in EDF with Andrew and Alex. So
he'll never be seen again.
Yeah, I doubt he'll be joining us.
EDF, EDF.
Yeah, it's actually kind of fun. I did pick it up.
You know, if I wasn't in fear of getting laid off at work and having hours cut back on me, then we'd have more money to spend on games.
Mm-hmm.
And I might consider that, but I really can't think of that if, you know, bills are not getting paid.
I understand completely. Yeah. Fortunately, this was a $20 purchase, so.
Yeah, when I can't even think about $20 purchases. No. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, right now I'm pretty much nose down into Mass Effect 2, so.
Oh, I finished that a couple weeks ago.
I'm having fun with it.
How far are you?
Not very. Putting the moves on Kelly.
Okay.
The admin assistant. I've got the male. I'm playing Shepard as a male.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. I just picked up Garrus, Archangel.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was a nice little reveal.
The only problem I had with it is I knew it was Garrus before I went in.
Oh, really?
But if I had not known that, that would have definitely been nice.
Yeah, I didn't know it. And it was like, I figured something was up, and because I was like, why is this person not shooting at me? You know, you get to the point where it's like, okay, you're advancing on the position. How does he know that how does he know that I'm coming? How does he know not to shoot at me specifically?
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, it's gotta be somebody from the old crew. And yeah, that was pretty nice.
Because what I did is I mean, there's no spoiler that there's a suicide mission at the end of the game.
Oh, really?
Well, that whole big mission that the elusive man is telling you to prep for,
uh-huh,
going through the Omega 4 relay, it's basically, you know, it's referred to as the suicide mission because you're not really expected to come back from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing is that the way the game's set up, depending on what choices you make, you can either have everyone survive or everyone, including Shepard, die.
Nice. That's awesome. Now,
and you can still beat the game with everyone dying.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
And so with my playthrough, I actually succeeded with everyone surviving. Nice. So I was quite pleased with myself.
Very nice. Now, have you played Red Dead?
Yes and no. I was borrowing it from a neighbor a while back. I did not get very far into the game, and then he asked for it back, and so I'm just like, okay, I'll may want to ask to borrow it from you again at some point. And he's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And just haven't gotten it back yet.
Yeah. Red Dead does a cool thing where the game ends, but the game's not over.
Now, you see, they did that to me a couple times in the Metal Gear Solid series.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they force, like, a fake death on me, and I see the end screen.
Mm.
Did you ever play the Metal Gear Solid series?
No, I've never played any of it.
There's definitely some out-of-the-box thinking, where it's like you're near the end of the game, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, you go through the game, and like when you die, you know, the game freezes, and it shows, you know, pulls up this user interface window or whatever, and it says, you know, game over. You know, your options are restart, you know, blah, 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 you know, go back to main menu. And it gets to this one point in, like, the last part of the game where all of a sudden your game, the screen switches to that screen. But the game's not frozen, and if you look in the little picture-in-picture window that it showed, like, your last, you know, where you died, you can still be running around and fighting and everything. And it's, like, in the middle of this big mass of enemies that are attacking you. And just the fact that it pops up in the middle of all that, it catches you off guard, and you're like, what? I just died?
Weird.
And then, of course, then you know, in that game, there's also where the conversations you have with the bosses in the boss fights.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's like a boss that tells you, go ahead and put down the controller. Turn off your PlayStation 2. And it just really tries to mess with your mind.
That's bizarre.
But, whatever.
That is really weird. Alright, let's see.
Was Jill sick tonight?
I don't know. She just said she couldn't make it.
Maybe.
It could have been any number of things. We're just waiting on Becca now, see if she's going to be able to make it. But I would probably rather get started sooner than later. I have absolutely no plan for this. So if there's anything you guys want to talk about?
Well, you know, if it just ends up being the three of us, it could just be, you know, a whole, you know, meet the interns episode.
That's true. Yeah, we could do that. This could be more a bonus episode for Backseat Box Office. I'm cool with that.
You just throw math at me all night.
Oh, jeez.
There you go.
The maths.
I'm sorry. Tony, have you looked at the results for this past weekend?
Yeah, they are terrible.
Pathetic. Saddest thing I've ever seen.
Have you listened? Poor Father Beast. I have not had a chance to listen yet. It's, I get to the point where it's like, okay, William knows what he's doing. I'm just going to start. I just cold post him now.
Oh, jeez, don't
then,
do that.
And then just listen after the fact.
No.
I'm about halfway. I got like half through with it. Half through it when I was out tonight.
Hey, it can't be any worse than what Scott used to do to me on Backseat Quickies. Every once in a while, he'd give me a file that would have that little intro tag.
Yeah.
The intro music, dead air for 5 minutes. And the outro music, and it's like, hey Scott, you did it again. He only did it like two or three times
on purpose.
No, it was an accident.
Tony,
he had muted one of the chains.
I do have one question for you, Tony.
Yeah,
a couple, because I've stopped listening to the result shows because sure. I know exactly what they sound like.
Exactly, yeah.
And there was one episode where there was a point where in the recording I said, insert cricket noise here.
Yes. I loved that.
Okay, good, because I was just like, I was looking through the audio files and I saw a cricket chirping sound effect that you had, and I was just like, wait, did he cut that out and put the cricket chirping noise?
No.
Because I intended it to be me saying insert cricket noise here as a part of the episode.
Oh, yeah. No, I left it just like that because it's funnier that way.
Oh, yeah.
I like the beginning of your the show this week. 25? No. 24? No. No. 23? No. 21? No.
20?
Not so much. Almost.
Yeah. This kind of week is bound to happen, especially during this time of year. It gets so unpredictable. And it will be fairly unpredictable for the next month and a half.
Oh, I haven't even looked at what's being released beyond this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's released this weekend. I looked, but I forgot.
I haven't looked yet.
That would be Act of Valor, Gone.
Ooh.
What were the other two?
It wasn't only one going to be in like 3,000 theaters. Everything else was smaller.
Like that mattered. Look at Ghost Rider.
I know.
Okay, no, I made a special point of mentioning
Good
that
Deeds and Wanderlust.
There we go.
Wanderlust looks funny.
But that's the one. Does.
Wanderlust is the one that's in the least number of theaters.
But it's Jennifer Aniston.
No. No, she's not a draw. She's not a draw anymore. Katherine Heigl's burned through all of her cred, too. That dumb bitch's gotta go.
I will say, my friend thought that everyone was insane for picking Ghost Rider first.
To be fair, it was only 1.5 million shy of number one.
And also, to be further
they were
fair,
pretty close.
Not everyone chose Ghost Rider.
That's true.
I told you to run with that. If that's all you can do, go with it.
But and I make a point of it in the episode that I say something to the effect that yes, this punk William didn't choose Ghost Rider's number one, but it would have worked out better for him if he had.
So true. Because I got to the part where you went over your scores, and I almost drove onto the sidewalk laughing.
Oh, really?
It was funny.
Hey, Becca.
No.
Not too much. What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Hi, Becca.
Isadora's convenience store lasts a little longer than expected.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I can't make out what you're saying.
Oh,
how about now?
That's a little better.
Okay, sorry, the microphone was turned. Hang on, let me check my settings.
Yeah, if you've got it set for the automatic volume thing, turn that shit off. Because that wrecks your levels.
I was getting echo because I didn't realize I had the Ustream on as well.
Mm. Yeah, that'll do it.
I never did get back to doing that damn quickie. Things just in my life kind of went belly up for a couple of weeks.
That's all right. Hey, you know what? I hear that movie still exists, so you can still edit that and get that released, whatever you want.
I will. I have the notes that I started, so see, it just really needs a little tweaking, and then for me to just sit down and ramble.
See, that's the beauty of these podcasts.
Crap.
Movies. People keep making them.
I just deleted the file that I had my picks for this week down on.
Whoops.
It's just like a notepad that I just had everything typed out, and it's just like, just 1 through 5, and I deleted it.
Did you delete it, or did you just not save it?
Both. Well, it was a notepad, unsaved.
An unsaved notepad, oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? You lost your picks.
Scott's very close to getting up in that number one spot.
He's inching up there.
Sneaky little Canadian.
Blame Canada.
And yep, I always do.
It's unfortunate we couldn't get Scott to join us. This would be like, between William and Scott, and we hear Becca's voice like all the time on Quickies.
Yeah, Becca, why don't you ever send in pics for Backseat Box Office?
I don't watch in the theater movies. I have no idea what's going to do good and what isn't.
Okay, Becca.
Have you listened to the show? Neither do we.
No. This is what you need to do. You need to go to the website. You need to look at the leaderboards. Find my name. You think I know what I'm doing? You don't need to know what you're doing to send in picks.
No. William's picks are the most entertaining part of the show.
Yeah, half the time I don't even know what movies are even in the
theater. You know what? I don't even know what's coming out this weekend. They just told me there's four movies. I know that. I don't have a clue what I'm picking. None.
I don't even know where the theater is.
I don't think I've actually been in the movie since. I know I went Christmas Day, and I might have gone the week after that, but that was it. I saw Sherlock Holmes and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and those are the last two movies I saw, I think.
We saw The Muppets, but before that was Avatar. Yeah.
I did see The Muppets when it came out. And I did watch Ghost Rider on TV, whatever day that was, Friday maybe?
That was Saturday.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Because we were watching it. It was on FX.
Yes, yeah, because I owed my friend pizza, so I was going to go over her place and get pizza and watch it, but she didn't want to watch it, so she got no pizza. It was not bad, actually.
That makes you kind of like a terrorist, Lana.
Thank you. I actually brought this up during my interview when we were talking about all the crap that I've been going through at work and how no matter what they do to me, they will not break me. And she told me, which I take as a huge compliment, that the way I can turn off my emotions, she said I have the fortitude of a serial killer. Just blank everything out. Nice. No one knows what's going on in my mind.
You are a sociopath. Congratulations.
Thank you. Part of my overall charm and charisma.
Well, you know, that's what they say about serial killers is, you know, I never would have expected him to be a serial killer.
I have no idea if anyone would say that about me.
Yeah, you know what? This person has willingly volunteered to do the scoring for Backseat Box Office with no compensation in return. This person's clearly a serial killer. Clearly.
That's right.
All right, do we want to get this thing officially started? More or less officially started?
Sure.
Since we're all recording and in the chat room. Well, William's not in the chat room, but
what chat room?
We can all talk about him behind his back.
Yeah. Everyone start typing stuff about William.
That one. All right. Hey, this is Tony. Fight over it. Who's next? Come on.
This is Lena.
This is Becca.
And this is William.
And we are the backseat producers, the interns, and the groupie.
I've always wanted a groupie. I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to contain myself.
All right. So this day is auspicious in the history of Fanboy Smackdown / Backseat Producers. If anybody was following my Twitter feed earlier today, they can tell me why.
Oh, where's my Twitter?
4 years ago, it was David's first appearance on your show.
No, it was not his first appearance on the show. It was his first appearance as a host.
Ah, crap. Oh, well.
Because I think he was on one of the recordings from Gen Con.
Oh, okay.
We may or may not have released that recording. now that I think about it.
Well, at least I read the Twitter
feed. And back then, he was even still called Adam. Yeah, I was honestly kind of worried when we did Harry Potter, the part two of Deathly Hallows, that was going to be his last episode, because his first episode was the first five Harry Potter movies. I don't plan on being the only one talking tonight because I'm kind of drinking.
No, I'm just waiting for something intelligent to say, and I've yet to figure out anything to say.
Have you not listened to the show ever?
Nothing to add.
That was well played.
How many more weeks until he's back? I was trying to remember, but I couldn't figure out if we were at 6 weeks or.
I asked him on Sunday, and I believe he said it's probably about 4 more weeks. He believes it's about 4 more weeks.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see if that is true and if he remembered correctly. Because it could be that that's when the regular classes end. His class may last 9 weeks, and you know they may take. I know a lot of college level courses, they take a week off.
Yeah.
Prior to the final and stuff like that. So we'll see. About a month from now, and depending on release order, this may not even release when you know in the same order as the rest of the podcast. Because what we will record next week will still kind of fall in line with our release schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So we may hold on to this one a week or two just to give kind of a natural end to that series we just wrapped up.
Makes sense.
So have any of you guys heard? I know some of you have shown up in the chat room. We've been doing the modern black and whites series. Have any of you guys had a chance to listen to any of that yet?
I listened to them over and over and over over again.
Yes. So I guess we should take a moment to introduce who you guys are and what you guys do around these parts. Let's go in chronological order of when you became important to the podcast. So Becca, you're first.
Wait, I'm just asking, what do I do? I am a stay-at-home mommy. So, I nurse, teacher, doctor, cleaner, lawyer, organizer, procrastinator.
So, superhero, basically. Yes.
Singing Princess Astronaut, all of it.
That's right. That's right.
And the world would be a lesser place without you.
And how long have you been listening in and been a groupie of this little program? It's been a while.
Yeah, because Izzy's 4, and it was sometime around when she was born, I think, when I started listening.
Yeah, so she, if I'm not mistaken, she's just a little bit younger than Aaron?
Yeah, I think about 2 or 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, because Aaron's birthday is in October, so.
Yeah. And Izzy's is December, so.
Yeah, 2 months. All right. William, you've been around for a little bit.
A little. And so I'm William Paul. I do the recordings for the Backseat Box Office results shows. If you haven't listened to those, please make sure you've listened to the regular show first. It'll put everything into a good context and a whole lot more funny than just
gotta give that disclaimer.
it's like listening to the result show all over again.
I'm sorry, and you know I can probably get by without giving the disclaimer, like maybe 1 week or so, you know. But it's just such a habit from when I listened to Tony doing the result shows, you know.
Yeah, anyway. I did that a lot.
I've also gotten to the point where I figure, like, you know, I might be able to just do a blanket recording of the disclaimer and just drop it in every week.
That would be.
I haven't got to that point yet.
You could. So, you very easily could.
Oh, yeah. And
you need to do it in a disclaimer voice.
Disclaimer. Then I have to talk low and fast.
The speedy disclaimer voice?
No, like the old Michael Chipman.
Uh-huh.
It needs to be like a pseudo like DJ voice.
No,
this is your disclaimer.
No, the we've heard my pseudo attempt at a DJ voice.
Oh boy.
Yes, this is Casey Kasem once again with No, I'm sorry. I really shouldn't go into that.
That was fun. That was a good time.
Oh,
Sam just signed on to Skype. He might be joining us. Yes, he is.
Ooh, yay.
Give me just a moment to bring him on in.
Now no one else has to talk at all.
No, because Sam... Drinking Sam can join us.
Tony, I believe in you!
Hey, Sam. We've already started.
The moose is loose!
We have already started, so welcome. Moose.
I know. I'm disruptive and late.
How was EDF?
EDF was everything I ever dreamed it would be. Again.
Fantastic. So, William, did you have anything else you were wanting to say?
EDF. I'll turn it over to Lena.
Lena, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lena. I think I started listening, might have been November, I think it was halfway through the Kira Kurosawa movies.
That was fun.
Actually, it was. I'd never seen any. It was because I listened to one and then I watched the last one you did.
Okay.
And then sometime in December-ish was when you were looking for interns. And I thought, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, the end of December was rough. And I remember getting on the mic, it was probably one Monday or Tuesday night, and just begging. It was a low point. And I got two crazy people joining me.
Yay.
So
I right do...
Wait. You mean Lena, me, and another crazy person?
No.
Because I know Lena's not crazy.
I thought we discussed this already.
Such a good boy. Fear me.
The goose girl trained me well.
I do the scores for the weekly picks and set up the leaderboard. And I do the show notes for Backseat Producers, which I thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
And although I feel like I'm just every week, I think I type more and more notes.
Those show notes are awesome.
Thank you.
They're very
good. Sam's there.
They are quite detailed, and somehow you capture the essence of Sam, which I'm just going to call Moose Spirit, because that is my power animal.
Indeed.
That is your shamanic totem.
Yep. I drank some bad juice once, and I disappeared for like a day and a half, and when I came back, I just had... nothing on but felt moose antlers. And they're like, why? And I just looked at them like it was the most natural thing in the world and went, that's my power animal. Duh.
So, Sausage Fest 3? That's going to happen?
I don't think you want me running around naked at Sausage Fest 3 with not but antlers.
It would not be the most bizarre thing seen at Sausage Fest.
Now, if we can actually get a pair of fake boobs to strap on me and a loincloth
and they'll actually fit.
Yes, that will actually fit and not break around my gigantic torso.
We tried last year. We really tried.
There are pictures of us trying.
That was the next thing out of my mouth. Are there pictures?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they made it to Facebook, but...
There's a video.
I will drive to wherever you are to see these pictures.
I'm in the Pacific time zone. Okay, to give you an idea where I am, a friend of mine did a little bit of number crunching in college. And at the time, which is in 2006, the furthest you could get from a McDonald's in the United States was 115 miles. And that location was in North Dakota. I am 90 some miles from a McDonald's.
Wow, you are in Nowhereville.
That's depressing. Understand that.
That is seriously depressing.
It was a promotion. It's all good.
Yeah, there's a video from Sausage Fest of Luke filleting a penis straw.
I missed that.
Yeah. I've got the video. I can make it available to you.
Excellent. Please do. You've made other videos available to me in the past, and they have not disappointed.
I have. Though I'm really disappointed I don't have the James guitar. I don't have James playing guitar in video. That was so bizarre.
That
I really need to go to Sausage Fest.
Because I'm sitting there talking to...
Elena, you took the words out of my mouth.
I'm sitting there talking to a transvestite who I had talked to last year, the year before, and she, I guess, was saying, you know, how much she enjoyed that we put on this display event. And we took donations and stuff, and, you know, very thankful for the fact that we're doing it. And all of a sudden, this music erupts from behind me. And I turn around, and I was just stunned to see James just wailing away on this other dude's guitar. I think the best thing, though, was the look on Melina's face, because it was just stunned silence, slack-jawed stunned silence.
Serious shock and awe.
Mm-hmm. Sam, who are you?
Who am I?
Why do we care?
Why do you care? I am Sam the Telestis of the Way of the Game podcast at thewayofthegame.com. However, long before that, I was a avid listener of Backseat Producers back in the just newly coined Backseat Producers days when you were still with your previous production company.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember. I remember when the Dark Knight episode dropped.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I've been listening a long time.
Yeah, I believe I looked back, and I think it was at the Reckoning episode, because we referenced the Reckoning episode, and I looked, and I think you commented on the Reckoning episode. And I was like, oh, my God, Sam was a listener back then.
I've been around a long time.
So am I the only one that doesn't actually listen to Backseat Producers?
What?
I think so.
Are you at least reading my notes? Because I could care less.
The only one in history of people, William.
Read my damn notes, man.
I
make my friend read them every week. I pull them up on my phone. Read my notes! I don't care. Read my notes.
I mean, there was a time Becca, I'm sitting here with the Skype window open, and every time I talk, it looks like you're talking, and it's freaking me out, man. It's freaking me out.
I know. Becca's little thing lights up when William talks.
That's weird. That doesn't happen for me.
that's right. And when Becca talks, William's little thing lights up. Ooh, I could start a rumor.
Ruh-roh.
No, actually, it's just that I'm a ventriloquist, and I'm throwing my voice.
Do your talents never end?
I plead the fifth.
That is never good.
I did listen to one episode of Way of the Game.
Which one was that?
100? Is that the one? That was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it would have been about a month and a half, maybe a little
longer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to completely embarrass myself by saying I really don't know anything about games.
That's okay. Late, but... You know what? I've listened to their show, too. They don't either.
It's true. It's true. It's a giant facade, and Tony has seen through it.
No, actually,
I have to find a new hobby now.
I listen to them, and I listen to Ideology of Madness, the funny books. I like listening to them because I don't have time to play a lot of games or to read a lot of comic books, but I love doing both. So I feel like listening in, I kind of get an idea of what's worth trying out, what kind of fits my preferences. And I get enough, like, of the comic books from Funny Books. You know, I only have to pick up maybe 5 or 6 books a month to really get my comic book fix. Where I used to buy, 10-12 books a week back in my heavy collecting days. Jeez. Now, yeah, this was Grandpa's going to talk here for a minute. When I started collecting comic books, they had just gone up in price, and it was to an astonishing 75 cents a book.
Were they chiseled in stone back then?
No, not quite. But
even though I'm older than you, yet I'll still make fun of you.
Nah, cell shading didn't exist yet.
Yeah. No, the there were a few books that would, I mean, the real high quality books would go for a buck or a buck and a quarter. And the place I would go, they would give you a discount if you bought $10 worth of books in a single week or in a single visit. They give you a 10% discount. You can nice. Bet I hit my $10 to get my 10% every week. At 75 cents a book, I was walking
That's
away
a
with
good number of books.
Yeah, yeah, I was getting I was getting a good number of books, and what it allowed me to do was try out a bunch. But I've cut back considerably. In fact, I didn't collect for a couple of years, but I've started to get back into it. It's nice because I can get most of the stories without actually, you know, spending money just by listening to what those guys have to say about them. And the same with the games from Way of the Game. I heard you guys talk enough about Catherine. I don't know that I ever need to play it. So
Catherine is worth your time. Like, it's such a weird game.
You know, I played the demo and it was like, man, this looks like this game. It's like Q-Bert. I don't know why you guys are interested in this game. The gameplay was so bizarre.
Well, the way I look at Catherine, and I haven't played it, is I look at it the same way I look at Mass Effect.
Okay, you're going to have to clarify that, dude.
That's the beginning
I don't know what you're talking about, and even I want you to continue.
Well, you see, I was waiting for someone to say, what? And it was just dead silence. So
no, I'm going to wait to absolutely like throw the logic bomb and crush your face until after you've given us your thesis.
Now, see, from the explanation of Catherine we got from Way of the Game is that it's basically split in half. There's two parts to it. There's the puzzle part with, you know, Vincent in his heart pajamas or hot boxers with the ram horns or whatever, running up and down the stairs, the cubes and such, the Q-Bert part, as you say, Tony. Mm. Then the other part is he's out of the dream, conversing with people, you know, receiving and sending text messages to his girlfriend. So those are the two main areas. In Mass Effect, we have the dialogues and then the shooty parts.
True.
And so you know, the dialogue parts in Mass Effect and the outside the dream parts are kind of the same on a very, very high level abstract type way. And then the shooty, the action-y parts are the same as the puzzle parts in Catherine, that it's each game has two separate parts to it. And you just try to survive through one to get to the part of it that you like. And yeah, I don't know.
See, here's your assumption that there's a part of Mass Effect I don't like.
Yeah, I pretty much like all of Mass Effect that I'm playing. Because I'm actively in Mass Effect 2 right now. So, because, like, for Valentine's Day, I got Mass Effect 2 and the pre-order of Mass Effect 3.
Ooh.
So I'm like,
I dislike you right now. I wish I could get Mass Effect 3 when it comes out.
Yeah, it's going to be delivered, hopefully on or around release day. But I'm really enjoying like every bit of Mass Effect 2. It took a little bit of getting used to the user interface changes, but not much. And once I really got into it and tried, man, I really enjoy it.
Now the real question is, Tony, who are you trying to nail?
Right now, Kelly.
Kelly. Oh, the assistant?
The assistant.
Now, did you nail anyone in the first game?
No.
Oh,
not
you've
at
got
all.
Opportunity here.
Yeah, see, and I didn't realize like what I'd have to do that. So I was like, I thought there was still time, and it was like all of a sudden I'm rushing toward end game, and it was like, oh, guess that's not going to happen.
Well, that's okay, Tony, because when I played through Mass Effect, the first one, with my Paragon, I was trying and I was trying to get the whole relationship set up and cemented and such, and I ended up sending my my potential relationship to their death.
See, I read it how it was coming. I was like, so whoever I send is going to die in a nuclear fireball.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send this whiny dipshit I don't care about.
Well, you see, I saw it coming as well, Sam. But the thing is I said, okay, yes, it would be a tough decision for my character. But what decision would she actually make?
Oh, you were a she. So you made the right choice and sent Kaiden to his death because he sucks. He does. He's whiny. He's like, I get headaches.
Yeah, like, okay. Both of them did.
So
it was, you know, if I could have had the choice to send both of them off to their death at the same time, I would have been fine with that.
So what we're talking about is in Mass Effect, as there are three love interests, two of which are available to any given gender. You have the male and female sort of base characters. So you have a male guy who's a psychic who I guess was a prototype and gets like crushing headaches as part of his plot. And then you have the female soldier who basically just grabs guns and mows down enemies by the gross.
Yeah.
And wears pink armor.
If I'm not mistaken, too, at one point I like tried to talk to her and she's like, don't even think about it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm see, like, that's why like, I'm like, she starts out with
you know
a
hardened
candy shell.
You know what? This is a video game. I don't need to be shot down by you, bitch. All right. It is time to move on. I got some things to kill, not you and your uppity attitude to hit on anymore.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, because like, if you don't like her, then your other option is the Asari. And the Asari is this race of all females who can, because they have an adaptable nervous system, can have a child with any other race. They just attune their nervous system accordingly. And so it gives it, like, the history behind them is fantastic because they're a very, very developed race.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
It's not the nervous system she needs to adapt.
Well, she adapts something. There are parts. They adapt.
Okay. I'm better with that math.
So regardless. So they're the one that you meet, like, they lived like 1,000 years. They're super long lived, and the one you meet is like 110. So she's like a kid still.
Yeah,
and she's not exceedingly bitchy, which is awesome.
Yeah. No, at least in the first game.
That and so the other one I tried to hit on, but then I looked it up, and I apparently can't. I was trying to hit on that doctor.
The doctor?
Yes, because it's like. And she's got the salt and pepper thing going, but she's all right. And then she gets drunk with me. So I'm like, yes.
You're like, it's going to happen. Ah, no.
And then she passes out. Then she goes and passes out. It's like, ah, what the hell? So. That's
a lot of Mass Effect wankery.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for that.
It's a good game. It's worth playing, ladies.
I've never played any games.
Oh.
I don't have an Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah. Do you have a computer?
You have a computer.
I have a computer. I did. Oh, God. Brain went away. I did try to start playing World of Warcraft.
Mm.
And I got stuck like 15 minutes in.
That's good. Because World of Warcraft is terrible. I don't care what the mass numbers say. It's terrible.
If you're going to play an MMO, choose one of the free-to-play ones that didn't start out that way. And then if you find that you have that bug for it, go over to Star Wars The Old Republic.
Well, WoW is free-to-play right now.
Yeah.
First 20 levels is free-to-play.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you can play the first 20 levels free to play.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've played WoW at all, the first 20 levels takes you about a week.
Yeah.
If that, it depends on how religiously you play. But you can't communicate with others. Like, you can't use the mail system. And it
I'm
limits.
I'm having a hard time using the stupid bow and arrow. I'm stuck there. I think mail is the least of my problems.
But the whole point, like the whole point of an MMO is to play with other people.
Yeah, I know.
And it functionally limits you from playing with other people, like the free to play version. So it's like you don't even get a good sense of what the game's about.
Uh oh, Tony, looks like I've got an email. For a game of Risk.
Uh-oh. Are we doing that again?
I'm doing it right now.
All right, so on a side note, we've all been playing Risk on gamesbyemail.com.
I haven't played Risk in like a week or something.
That's because somebody doesn't know how to type an email address.
Twice?
William?
Hey, you know, it's not my fault.
True. One, you didn't have the right email address.
Well, did he have the right email address the second time?
Mm-hmm.
And yet it still doesn't work. You know, it's like Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back when he's explaining to Chewie, it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Hey, the thing went off air.
Wait, what?
The Ustream thing.
Yeah, Ustream sucks.
Oh. Well, yeah, but...
It went... Oh, it did.
I didn't make that up. Well, even though World of Warcraft sucks, I just figured I could at least try and figure out how it works.
And, you know, it's a shame... is such a... Well, I mean, it's not necessarily that it's a bad game. It's just dated at this point. But there's... The lore in the setting they have is actually good. It's just that none of it translates well to an MMO.
Yeah. Alright, so let's move off of games for a little bit.
Yes, please. All I do is talk about this on my own podcast.
Sorry.
All right, so we are rapidly approaching 6 years of Fanboy Smackdown / Backseat Producers. And you guys have listened to some of it, presumably. Are there any things you'd like to see done differently? Are you liking how things are going now? What do you think of the hosts? Just trying to get a sense for what you guys think about what we're doing.
I think that new host for the results show is a real big dick. I think you need to get rid of him.
No, because that would mean I would have to do it again. So that is off the table.
Well, you pronounced my name right, so I'm all for you.
Now he does.
He only got it wrong the one time, which is I let everyone get it wrong once.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah, that's right. It's easy to get wrong when you see it sitting there.
Well, I mean, looking at how your name is spelled, I'm just like, well, it would be...
Exactly. Which is why you get one freebie of messing my name.
Ah.
You see, I'm a decent sort of psychopath.
So, I mean, we did already establish that you were the serial killer of the group.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you spell your name the same way as my husband's psycho's girlfriend, so...
Oh, whoops.
Ruh-roh.
Well, is that person Lena? Or Lena?
Lena. No, well, it depends on what her mood is, actually.
Yeah. I guess that gives you plausible deniability. That wasn't me. That was Lena.
That's right.
So there's Lena, and then there's Lena. Now, Lena's the one from the Star Trek Mirrorverse with the mustache and goatee.
But she already has a mustache, so yeah.
So now it's a large twirly one like Snidely Whiplash.
Gotcha.
I was ever going to have a mustache, that would be the one.
All right, so specific.
If you have one, go for it.
Specific question for you guys: what do you guys think of the series that we've been doing? Like we've done the director series, we've done these themed series of podcasts. Do you like those? Do you like the individual episodes? What?
I like them both. Because, you know, it's a good mix. I probably wouldn't want to see theme, but it's nice to throw them in every once in a while.
You know, it's on one hand, you know, the guy guest host you brought in for a couple episodes is kind of a drunken prick. So he doesn't make a lot of sense. He isn't very insightful. And
he calls back to the old school days then.
Yes, he does. He's the podcasting equivalent of a fat beard.
But makes it so much fun for me to do my part.
Yeah, because then there's has to be all these, you know, extra notes and things because he goes wildly off topic.
Sam, you have to understand something. You know, yes, he doesn't add much, but what he does so well.
Suck. That's what I'm hearing. But no, in all seriousness, it's a nice change. You know, it's getting me to watch new movies. So like, if I hear like, oh, this episode's coming up, so that I can have watched it and then be able to listen to it with context, because you've taken out the plot synopsis, which would get tedious after a while.
Yeah.
So I understand why that change was made.
Yeah, that did get tedious, and we found, well, it always gave us something to talk about, and we could always drag the episode out to about an hour. We weren't really saying anything. And now that I'm listening to Law of the Geek, we might be in danger of treading on some copyright laws
now or back then?
In the past, because we were doing basically just a retelling of what the movie was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like we went through a complete plot synopsis, and we would discuss anything interesting as we went through the movie, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, but after a couple of months of doing that, it was like, this is just tedious, because we have to remember everything now, like in order. We'd always have to correct Daryl, because he'd always have stuff out of order. But... Well, then this happened. No, that is not what happened next.
he's fun to listen to also.
Oh, yeah. We all bring something different to the table.
So, yeah, like the series are interesting. I think after a while, you need to go back to the standard, just do random movies back and forth. Because then it changes things up, as opposed to, like, because if you don't like heist movies, you're like, well, I can stop listening to this for, you know, a month and a half.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and the thing with the podcast, and I think I've mentioned this before, when we first started, I got really like anxious and kind of upset when I'd see our numbers from week to week, and we'd have some weeks that, you know, the episodes were doing really great, and then all of a sudden we would just have nobody listening. And I really wasn't paying attention to the content. I was just paying attention to the numbers. And it got pretty obvious after looking at, you know, 10 or 20 episodes that it was like, hey, this is stuff that people are searching for, that people are seeking out, that are part of a collective conscience. When you talk about a movie like Star Wars, it's like, yeah, people are going to listen because they've seen it. Everybody's seen it. And if you haven't, it's like, well, this is a good opportunity to go finally check it out. And then we do a movie like some of the Kurosawa movies. And it's like, we know our number is going to take a hit. But in some ways, we actually have the opportunity of pulling in a whole new group of people who might be just searching for Kurosawa movies. And we have that thing where we have a core group of listeners that probably number around 300. Wow. But we only get about 100 downloads every week for the first week an episode's out, because people wait. they wait to see what we're talking about, to find out if they've seen it. If they haven't seen it, they're not going to download it. They're not going to waste their time and download it until they get a chance to see it, and then they'll go pick it up later. And that's become very consistent for a long time. Before we went on our unintentional hiatus, we were actually, if you looked, if we went out about a month or two, we would have download numbers per episode at around 500 downloads per episode. But that first week, we'd have 100. Eventually, it all caught up. And it's kind of the same thing with these series. Yeah, you know what? Some people aren't going to be interested in noir flicks, or some people aren't going to be interested in Steven Spielberg or Akira Kurosawa or heist movies, which is one of the next ones we're talking about doing. And that's fine. It's no different than when somebody's not interested in the episode where we talked about the breakup. Though, on the other hand, our Serenity episode, like episode 18, I think it is, that is still one of the highest downloaded episodes on a monthly basis that we have, period.
Which one is that?
It's number 18. It's Serenity.
Oh, okay.
Which, duh.
Those brown coats are fanatic.
They are crazy. It is a great, it was a great show. I enjoyed the hell out of the movie, but that was 10 years ago. It is time to move on.
Never.
No, it's time to move on.
You see, a good bookend to Firefly and Serenity is if you saw the episode of Castle, where Nathan Fillion is dressed up in his Halloween costume as a space cowboy.
Yeah, and it's like, space cowboy. And the character of Rick Castle, it makes perfect sense why he would do that and think everybody would go along with him, and everybody thinks he's a little bit nuts for doing it. But it's a great toss in there for the brown coats.
Isn't that like so 5 years ago, I think the comment is, that's made to him?
I think so. Anybody else have anything they want to comment on there? Or?
Nah, I'm actually tapped out and got a bail.
All right. Yeah, it's probably a good place to wrap things up.
Yeah. Okay.
unless somebody had something else.
What I'm doing right now is I'm adding backseat producers to my podcast.
Look out.
Because I guess I should start listening.
Prepare for a wave of wildly outrageous tweets about how he doesn't agree with anybody.
That never happens. Yeah, I think the one person that I do miss not being on this particular episode and talking about this is Jonathan, because if there's one thing I miss in the last couple of years now is Jonathan's Wednesday afternoon tweets.
Yes.
You guys know, and William and Lane are like, I don't know what's going on.
Nah, that's good.
But his Wednesday afternoon tweets, because what would happen is he would ask or would find out at some point within a day or two before we were recording. We were recording on Wednesday nights then as well. He'd find out what we were talking about, and then he would acquire the movie on Netflix or what have you. And he would always watch it on Wednesday afternoon and live tweet the whole movie. Like, you knew exactly what scene he was in the movie based on his reaction tweets. They were fantastic.
Well, he's doing that now with Sons of Anarchy. And he's ruining it because I'm not there yet. Like, stop doing that. I'm not there. I don't get that far yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen him do it with Sons of Anarchy. I don't know when he's doing that because I haven't noticed that. But,
he hasn't since he started the new job.
Okay.
But for like 2 weeks before that, there would be like a 2-hour stream of just him, you know, throwing out, and I would look at it going, what the hell is it? Oh man, he's watching Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Man. I gotta stop reading this.
Yeah, it was always fun when we'd talk about two or three movies at once, because we'd always joke, we're doing this to make Jonathan go crazy. We're gonna talk about three movies a night. Just for you, Jonathan. Actually, at that point, we didn't even know his name was Jonathan. This is just for you, Stingray.
Stingray!
Oh, God, don't get me started on that. All right, well, thank you guys for showing up tonight. We'll be back with our regularly scheduled program next week. I don't know what we're talking about because by the time most of you listen to this, we will probably be a couple of weeks away from whatever we're going to talk about, which we don't even know what it is yet. So,
yep.
So there.
Yep.
If you guys want to add anything to this conversation, make sure you check out the comment section on this podcast. Plenty of people comment regularly for Backseat Box Office. Feel free to comment here. Shoot an email. And, yeah, maybe we can do another one of these at some point. A little more organized, maybe with some topics.
Yes, topics are good.
Perhaps.
This is going to be painful to edit.
Don't have to get off on video game tangents.
This is going to be painful to edit.
Just delete it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's what I'm going to do. So, just something on this week's episode. I don't like that. Delete.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you guys for showing up. And we will see you around the chat.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Good night.
Later.
Bye.